Lincoln Financial Field, the Eagles kneeling down, running off the final seconds of a most impressive victory on Sunday Night Football. The Eagles walloping the Chicago Bears in a game that really defines this football team as it heads into the showdown game in Dallas. The Eagles blowing out the Chicago Bears 54-11 on a Sunday night to remember in South Philadelphia. Welcome to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We take a look again at Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles come off the field following their most complete performance of this 2013 season. An unbelievable 54-11 victory over the Chicago Bears. And that brings us to the final week of the regular season, the showdown game. The Eagles at the Cowboys in Arlington, Texas next Sunday night. The winner takes home the NFC East title, and the loser on this merry night goes home and ends the season. The Eagles win it against the Bears with a complete performance offensively, defensively, and on special teams. Philadelphia running up more than 500 yards of offense. The defense sacking Jay Cutler five times, picking him off a couple of times, a big interception from Brandon Boykin, return for a touchdown. LeSean McCoy, a huge game. 133 yards and two touchdowns. Nick Foles, nearly perfect on the night. Two touchdown passes on his way to 21 completions in 25 attempts. So the Eagles get the groove on, that's for sure. And they get the momentum going once again as Philadelphia bounces back from the loss in Minnesota. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan. Adam, on a truly just a remarkable night, the Eagles crushing the Chicago Bears.
Dave, this game I would sum up in three words: energy, execution, and passion. This is what they did not have last week in Minnesota. They got it back in a big way here in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field. And you got to give the fans credit. They were tremendous. I thought they brought their game up to another level. Four wins in a row at home for the Eagles to close out their home record. Did a great job there. And I'll tell you what, they've got it back here. This is just an amazing performance. First game, pillar to post. From beginning to end, they were incredible.
And against a Chicago team that knew that with a victory, the Bears would win the NFC North title. Instead, the Eagles, who really were playing just for playoff seeding, go out and dominate. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex. I'm Dave. He's Adam. This is our PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. Just an amazing game, an amazing night, really a fun day of football throughout the NFL. We saw the Cowboys rally from a 9-point deficit in the fourth quarter to beat the Washington Redskins, which rendered this game largely meaningless for the Eagles in terms of the NFC East and the title. But that made no difference to Chip Kelly and the Eagles. He played this game to win, and win the Eagles did, Adam.
Like he said he would.
And he really speaks to what Chip is doing and how the players are buying in to this system. Certainly, everybody's on board.
Well, you know, one of these days I'm going to believe Chip. Every time I doubt him, he does what he says he's going to do. Bottom line is, they got off to a tremendous start, and they got the Bears in a big hole there. And you saw that great play, Foles, to set the tone right at the last second. He hit Riley Cooper, and that was just a tremendous play. And the execution on offense, the design of the play, it's just great. And the players did a great job of not making any mistakes. No mental errors like last week. Very few penalties. Remember, last week they had nine. It was just everything that they didn't do well last week, they turned it around. Just great execution on both sides of the football. And also, the special teams coverage, Dave, don't forget about that. That really improved this week.
Yeah, the Eagles starting the game very nicely. Trent Cole sack gets the defense off the field early, and then the Eagles scored touchdowns on their first three drives. The defense shutting down Jay Cutler, shutting down an offense that ranked second in the NFL in points scored. The special teams recovering a Devin Hester fumble on a kickoff, and it was just a wonderful performance from the Philadelphia Eagles, 54-11. And look at those numbers.
And Dave, see that number 10 for Chris Conte, their free safety, number 47 for the Bears? That's a great thing for the Eagles. Why? Because he was running downfield trying to make tackles. Just a tremendous job of execution. And the Eagles got off to that great start. And how about LeSean McCoy? He only had 18 carries because he didn't need any more. They got Bryce Brown involved as well.
Yeah, and Nick Foles, you know, Adam, in a big game moment, stepped into his throws, adjusted in the pocket, moved around, bought time, didn't force anything. And as a result, the numbers again with Nick Foles, 25 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions this season.
Timing, anticipation at its best tonight for Nick Foles. Just incredible. You saw LeSean McCoy with that short yardage run there for the touchdown. And the great thing about it with the Eagles is they attack. They got downhill. Speaking of downhill, how many times was Nick Foles under center tonight? The most he's been clearly all season. Great execution by Chip Kelly with the game plan there. They clearly were going to come in and get downhill with the run game and destroy the Bears. Incredible. They just got off to the great start in the run game, and they never stopped.
You know, the Eagles going against a couple of big, strong, great receivers in Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, who came into the game with 170 combined catches. They had 17 combined touchdowns. Tonight they had 10 catches. Brandon Marshall had a touchdown. Jeffrey, you see, had 6 catches, 76 yards. Largely rendered ineffective, Adam, and the Eagles' secondary, maligned and deservedly so after last week's game in Minnesota, threw the blanket on the Bears tonight.
Two things that I noticed in coverage. First of all, they were wrapping up tremendously. The other thing is they had the safety over the top. The Eagles simply were not going to get beat on deep plays. You saw what Greg Jennings did to them last week. That was not happening. And how about that number 58, Trent Cole, playing like a madman tonight. Just incredible, the energy and the passion that he had. And then number 72, Cedric Thornton, it will not show up in the stat line. He was unbelievable collapsing the pocket, as Billy Davis talks about every week. That is their goal. And sacks are a result of that pressure, and they were great tonight. They made Jay Cutler, quite frankly, holding the ball too long.
Yeah, and Cutler very frustrated. The Bears extremely frustrated. They have to go into a big win or go home game against Green Bay next week. So division games on the line in the NFC East and the NFC North. And, of course, the Eagles and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America. Adam, the national glare, certainly not too much for Nick Foles, not too much for Chip Kelly, not too much for these Philadelphia Eagles tonight.
No, not at all. And Nick Foles, you know, it's hard to say what was his best game. The Oakland game was incredible from a statistical standpoint. But the accuracy tonight, and you mentioned it, and I thought you made a great point. He stepped into his throws. That has always been a challenge for him. And when he does that, the accuracy is just tremendous. And look at the Eagles' first downs tonight, Dave. 28 first downs. And something that they haven't done lately a lot, more plays.
Let's look deep in some of these numbers. 514 total yards on offense. Great balance. 289 rushing the football. Look at that red zone. 5 of 5. And then in a critical game, the Eagles, a young team in terms of playoff experience, just 2 penalties, 1 turnover. And, yeah, for those people who care, they win the time of possession.
And the one turnover was actually a great play by Selleck. He just got it popped out the last second. But it's really hard to find anything negative with this football team tonight. They did everything on offense. I got to be honest with you. The spacing of this offense tonight, the Bears had no idea how to attack it. The game plan was so great that the coaches had on offense. The Bears had no answer for it. Really, all night, they could not stop the Eagles. Chris Polk did a good job when he came in. Bryce Brown hit it downhill, hit it up in there, which is what they want him to do. And he got the job done. And LeSean McCoy had one of the best touchdown runs I've seen in years. If you haven't seen it, inside the 5, just made unblocked defenders miss like crazy. They were on the ground. The Bear defenders were on the ground. They couldn't believe it.
And so, Adam, the question is, how do the Eagles take what they did tonight, the momentum they created tonight, the confidence that was built tonight, how do they take that into Dallas, and how do you see that? And we'll talk about it all week. How do you see it on this
Sunday? It's a big challenge. That's a great point, because they were home tonight. They fed off the crowd. But the Eagles have been a good road team this season. That's the thing. Though they are a young team, they've been able to take it on the road. Now, they know, and they will remember how they played against Minnesota. But this game is for the whole. This is it.
Yeah.
You win, you're in the playoffs at home. They would open at home in the wild card round. If they lose, they're done. Simple as that.
Now, as far as we know, no injuries. There were no injuries reported during the game. So the Eagles able to come out of this game, I think, Adam, feeling pretty fresh. I didn't see anybody
Earl Wolf left early and it came back. So we'll see what happened there. But, no, you're right. I'll tell you what. It is amazing. I gave Chip credit. I mean, I didn't necessarily agree with it. People getting on me all week about it. It's like the minority. I was like, don't play the starters. Well, Chip knows a lot more than I. That's why I'm sitting here. He's on the field.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. He said it early in the week that he was going to play, as we take a look at some of the top performers. Chip Kelly, as we speak about him, ready to meet the media.
We didn't start yet. We got all of them up here? Okay, Jeff.
Aside from one incompletion, he had three throwaways, but he completed every pass. How did you like how he played coming back from a game you thought that maybe he was a little inconsistent?
I thought he did a really, really, really nice job of kind of managing what we were trying to get accomplished. You know, I thought we had a good mix of run pass and trying to take advantage of the way we were running the ball. They're trying to get an extra guy down there, and if they do get an extra guy down there, then we need to take advantage of that. And I thought he did a really good job. I thought he made really good decisions, and that's one thing that he's been great with is his decision making has been outstanding. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way, threw the ball away. You know, it was big at the end of the first half there that, you know, didn't take a sack when he could have taken a sack, got us out of field goal range, got the incompletion, and then we had a chance to get Alex on the field and get the field goal. But I thought he did a really good job.
Trent Cole has done a good job a few games this year setting the tone early. He did it again tonight on a sack on Chicago's first possession, finished with three sacks. Just talk about his progression.
I think Trent, you know, I said since day one, he just plays a great effort, you know, and sometimes that the numbers didn't show because he didn't have a sack total or whatever, but the pressure he's gotten from game one to now through game 15, you know, it's sometimes it starts to come, and he was so close in a lot of games, but I think what you just keep saying out of Trent is that he just gives you that effort, and he just plays so hard, and, you know, you have that one sack where he's diving over people, but that's a Trent, you know, and we understand what he can do and how he sets the tone for us, and I think a lot of the other guys feed off of that.
I know you didn't want anyone paying any attention to the Dallas game, but did you
No, I never said that. I just said we're playing the Chicago Bears, but I knew everybody knew the Dallas game was going on, so I didn't tell anybody. We never once talked about the other opponents or who everything was. We go out and play, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said you didn't want to worry about
it. I didn't say that.
Anyway, did you see the end of it?
Yeah, I saw it.
And were you worried that anybody would be affected?
No, I wasn't.
Did you ever consider for a second maybe kind of
No, not at all. I just, you know, they played with great energy. We had a great week of training, and, you know, it showed, and that's what they did, you know. So I don't think the scheme was any different than what we've had in the last couple of weeks. I just think, you know, guys made plays, and we had a bunch of guys that were excited about playing in the game. So
Chip, the conventional wisdom and the question comes up was, well, you didn't really need this game. Explain to us your thinking and your approach this football game after obviously you knew Dallas had won the football game?
Very simply, we're from Philadelphia and we fight. That's it. If there's a game on, we're playing. End of story. And all this stuff about backing in, not worrying about things, all these other things, I have no idea. So many different scenarios. Could have been a tie. What if there's a tie when we go play Dallas next week and then we gave a game away last week? If we're going to line up and kick off, you tell us what time to show up and we'll be there.
Chip, what does it say about your team that you can be as bad as you were in almost every area last week and then bounce back?
I disagree with that. We were bad in every area last week.
Bouncing back in general.
I thought we bounced back in general, and I think that's what our team's all about. But I would disagree with the point that we were bad in every area. We had 475 yards and scored 30 points last week. So,
what was the biggest difference this week
relative? We played a different team and we executed better. I mean, this is a 1 week deal, and I know I say it; it's a broken record. But you know, you come back to work when you win, you get better, and when you lose, you try to get better, and that's the deal, and that's what this team's all about. They're focused. We stumbled when we were in Minnesota. Minnesota beat us. They played better than us that day, but we weren't going to let Minnesota beat us twice. So
it looked like you got your Polk and Bryce about a little early, maybe a little more reps than normally they've gotten, and it paid off. What was the thinking behind that?
It was just where LaShawn is, and Deuce just, you know, depending on if he's tired, he takes him out for play and roll those guys. So, you know, we were consistent. I think we only punted once in the first half. Was that right? You know, so we got more snaps off. So, you know, I think when you get a few three and outs early, it's tough to get your rhythm and tough to get going offensively. We're not really thinking about getting guys out. But, you know, LaShawn's really good with Deuce in terms of telling him if he needs to play off or whatever. And, you know, Chris has practiced really, really well, you know, over the last month or so. And Bryce, the same thing. I think we got really good competition with those guys. And, you know, we just kept rolling them in there. And I think it's a real positive for this team that you know, you can take LaShawn out, and we're getting the production we can out of Chris and Bryce. So,
how do you get better from a performance like tonight?
Same exact thing. We go to work on Tuesday, just like we've done every single game this year. So, the methods won't change. We got to go back and go to work. We'll look at the film. We'll make the proper corrections. We'll start with corrections on Tuesday, and then we'll start to put in the game plan for Dallas.
Just that Gordon had the big safety in the second half. Just what has he given to this team all year long?
Yeah, Sed's been one of those guys, really, really consistent right from the jump. You know, and we talked about him a lot early. And I think as Benny and Fletch have started to really emerge too. You know, I think sometimes you forget about it, but it's not because Sid wasn't productive. It's just that we had some other guys that were really starting to contribute in a huge play for us at a point in time where we needed a little bit of a jump. And that kind of, you know, not only do we score and get the two there, but they kick it and we get an opportunity to go down on that drive and score a touchdown. So it's a 9-point swing for us.
Typical challenge that cost you a timeout on the turn.
Yeah, I screwed up. No, I knew the rule. I'm not making any excuses. My fault. I knew the rule, and it was my fault. I was wrong.
Chip, you kicked it. You kicked it deep. The only kickoff. It also looked like I hadn't seen Kerry Williams out there covering too many kickoffs.
Can we were down Colt and we were down Coleman. You know, and they're two guys that have been on our team, so had to take some outside guys, move them inside, and then you know use Kerry. We moved Rock around. Rock was usually in that position. I think we moved Rock inside a little bit more. So.
But you kicked deep. Yeah. To Hester, who's a threat? Is that you went right after him?
No, it was just a different, again, I said it last week, it depends on the scheme you're running and who's the guy back there and what do they do. And, you know, we felt like we had a pretty good plan with what Coach Phipp was putting together. And you know, that was our plan that week. And then we make adjustments every week no matter who we're playing. So.
McCoy had a big run with his first catch. How much of a tone did he set for you guys when you started this game?
I think it's positive for everybody when, you know, obviously your first drive can result in, you know, we're moving. You know, when you start with a 3-and-out, it starts to be you know, that's not a good jump for anybody. So I think, you know, we get a good gain. We're moving, and then all of a sudden, I think they thrive off of that, and I think that really brings some energy to the whole group.
Yeah, but how much did getting him involved really, you know, set the tone? You guys seem like going beyond 8 carries he had last week.
Yeah. I mean, he played really well.
Well, the first touchdown, it looked like there were 3 options. You roll out, there were 2 tight ends, and he ended up going with Cooper. Is there 3 options there? And
there was 4, actually, because we had another tight end on the backside. It was just a naked pass where we had 2 on the front side and 2 on the backside, and then Nick's got to, depending on how they play it, do they overplay it? His first 2 reads are on the outside, and then he works it back inside.
Chip Earl, yep. Thoughts on going to Dallas with the NFC East
on the line? You know, the playoffs just start a week early for both teams. You know, if you win, you get an opportunity to keep playing. If you lose, you're going home. So, you know, it's really the first, just the first week of the playoffs is how we'll approach it.
You think the Cowboys as you're walking off the field?
Yeah. 1 down, 1 to go. Got to go to bed.
All right, so that is Chip Kelly, Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. We'll hear from Nick Foles. We'll likely hear from LeSean McCoy as well over at Lincoln Financial Field. But you hear Chip Kelly, the mentality that he has. Tell us where to play. We'll go play. 1 week season. It's on.
And I like what he said. He was asked the
got
best question of all.
Got some toughness here. Got some toughness.
Dave, he's taking this is the playoff game next week. He's basically calling this the playoffs, of that, which he should do. So the it's amazing the resiliency this team has. And I'll tell you what, they are rested. They got a lot of backups in the game. If you had the scenario to set up, blow the Bears out, take the starters out early in the fourth quarter, there you go.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's also just Chip Kelly understanding what he has on this roster, adjusting to the personnel. He's done it all season. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Eagles at 9-6 ensure themselves a winning record for the first time since 2010. All these little building blocks are really important to me, Adam. I see the first touchdown of the night.
Great
Foles
throw.
Rolls
great
right, throw. Throws to Riley Cooper back of the end zone. Big target there. 5 of 5 in the red zone for the Eagles.
And the thing that you love is the execution. And I love how Foles waited to the last second, didn't take a sack there. And you saw the play to Celek, the tight ends got involved. Celek also did a great job of blocking, and also want to give Evan Mathis credit, who's been their most consistent offensive lineman all season. He's been durable, he's been tremendous.
Let's talk about the offensive line. Against a defensive line missing, you know, some pieces throughout the season, but dominant tonight, Adam, and running for, you know, 289 yards and giving Nick Foles time to throw the football and being durable. And this group has just made such great strides. And you see last year when all those offensive linemen out, what a difference it makes to have a healthy group. Lane Johnson in there playing good football at right tackle. I feel really good about the O-line going into Dallas.
Yeah, and I think they rebounded. I thought they were very inconsistent against Minnesota. They had perhaps their best game of the season when they needed it, and that helped the offense get off to that great start. And look at the time that Foles had to throw tonight. As well as he played, you've got to give the offensive line credit. They were tremendous.
All right, we are going to take a little break. When we come back, we go across the street to Lincoln Financial Field. We hear from you on our telephone, and we revel in the victory against the Chicago Bears, 54-11, one that sets up the dream ending to the season. The Eagles at the Cowboys the NFC East title on the line. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you started shopping?
Just waiting for inspiration to strike. And there it is. Done.
Genius.
Give the gift of Dunkin' coffee. Get 3 pounds for $19.99. Only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
This holiday season, my good friend gave to me 7 Powerball tickets, 6 match fix chances, 5 cash buys, 4 big fours, 3 daily numbers, 2 Mega Millions.
Happy holidays, Rita.
Thanks, Joe.
What a great gift.
Pennsylvania Lottery tickets make great gifts, like the new $20 Merry Millionaire.
Happy holidays.
And best wishes from the lottery.
Nice sweater.
Thank you.
Festive.
You know it. Hey.
Wow.
I know, right?
I knitted it myself.
Get in the spirit with Dunkin's new Red Velvet Latte. Pick up any medium latte for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico. Adam, time to talk a little bit about the defense and specifically the job the Eagles did on Matt Forte, one of the best all-around running backs in the league.
Yes.
9 carries, 29 yards, 4 catches, 25 yards, non-factor. How did it happen?
Penetration, gap penetration. They cut. They took really away every cutback lane he thought he had. They got there. And Cedric Thornton, again, I'm going to say it. The Bears had no answer for him. He was unbelievable. Michael Kendricks also had a monster game. Benny Logan also had a great game. D'Amico Ryans had a monster game. And the safeties helped with the run game. Patrick Chung got up there, kind of rebounded after a tough game, did a good job there. Everyone helped. It wasn't just one player. Damian Square got in there a little bit in sub packages. They just got tremendous energy tonight and execution on defense. The scheme was great. Billy Davis, he's got to be happy because you couldn't find one weakness in the defense.
A lot of stunts, a lot of twists, a lot of pressure up front.
A ton of them, Dave, tonight. Yes.
Yeah, and the Eagles really, I mean, it was so much more of an aggressive approach. Press coverage on the outside. They never let Brandon Marshall, they never let Alshon Jeffrey get free.
No separation.
They jammed him up very, very quickly. And the Eagles, I don't know if they missed more than a handful of tackles in those first three quarters.
No, because what would happen is the recovery by the cornerbacks, if the receiver got it, they didn't get more than 2 yards. I saw one missed tackle tonight. And again, the other thing that I like is they were not going to go up the deep pass. They had that safety down deep. Alshon Jeffrey destroyed the Browns the previous week. Forget about it. But 58, we would be remiss. We didn't mention him. He was unbelievable. The passion that he brings. He's the kind of veteran you want to have on this football team.
And Trent Cole now ranks second all-time in Eagles history in terms of quarterback sacks. His first sack tonight, moving him past Clyde Simmons. He's now got 79 in his career. Let's go to the offense now. LeSean McCoy meeting the media at Lincoln Financial Field.
Not just me. Just like I said before, just the guys up front, myself and the guys in the backfield. I mean, we had to get it done. I felt like last week we didn't have a chance to, and I felt like we could have. So I made sure this game, not knowing how the Redskins and Cowboys game would, you know, unruly, and knowing they won, this game really didn't matter. But just the same attitude, mind frame is going here and dominate. And that's what them guys did up front.
You would think there'd be a natural letdown after you watched Dallas win. And it kind of makes this game somewhat meaningless. How's the team able to focus after
Well, it's, you know, you prepare so hard through the whole week. The whole preparation was to come in there and dominate, running the ball, throwing the ball, executing, being effective on third down. So it wasn't really just if they won or not. You know, we had a job to do, and we came here and we did it today. Now we can really focus on Dallas. That's the next step. That's the next team. We got to go through there to kind of fulfill our dreams and goals.
Do you think your first run, you got like 19 yards, it kind of like set the tone for not only you, but for the offense as a whole?
I think so, yeah. Just knowing the type of game we had to win and just how everything we watched on tape and preparation. We knew we could run the ball on them. And I think we just played our game. We played our game from running the ball, fast tempo, converting on third downs, you know, running the ball. We got in the red zone. It's being effective. I think Nick Foles played excellent. I thought the guys up front played extremely, extremely well. Making holes and for us, the backs, to kind of pick our own lanes out. And we played well. I think Coach Kelly called a good game also. I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. Now, there's other times where you're kind of clinched and you want to keep your guys healthy. I understand that. But for the most part, I don't think so, no. Because, you know, they this is our job. You know, they pay us to come out here and play ball. You know, the fans, they play their hard-earned money to watch us. You know, and it's football. You know, it's a tough sport already. I think guys are competitive and they want to win. And as a player, I could tell you that we never think about, oh, well, this game doesn't mean anything. Because we want to go out there and dominate. You know, the guy across me wants to make a play on me. So you're always thinking, man, I got to play my best. Because it's a job, it's a business.
What keeps you guys from playing like that every
day? You said what? I'm sorry.
What keeps you guys from playing like that every day?
Well, I mean, I wish it was that easy just to go out there and just put a 50-burger on the team. But things happen. Things happen. It's how you adjust to it, how you respond. Certain plays we had in this game where we were gashing them. Kind of the wide runs, and they made adjustments and stopped us, and then we hit them with something else. So just being able to respond, because you're going to hit adversity. You're going to. Just how you respond. And I think it has a lot to do with just when the plays are called, how you execute with the plays. You know, I wish it was that easy just to go out there every week, like I said before, and just dominate. And the defense, I think the special teams defense played a big role today. You know, if you give us that many opportunities, we got to go out there and put some points up.
What did you guys learn from the first Dallas game? What did you guys learn from the first Dallas game?
I can't even remember that far back. Yeah, I didn't play well. So I can't even remember how that game went. I could tell you they didn't see the best of the Eagles. They didn't see the best of Nick Foles, LeSean McCoy. They didn't see the best of us. But they will this Sunday, so it'll be a different story.
Along those lines, how different is this team today than it was back in October?
Just the confidence level. I mean, there's times, even last week, you know, we didn't run the ball. That's cool. But I still thought, okay, there's no way we can lose. Just the confidence level is out of this world. Just the every play's going to work. Every play's going to be effective. You know, there's always, like, this feeling where we can't lose. You know, it's just the confidence. I think the confidence on this team right now, and we're all playing together. Every phase of the team, from special teams to offense to defense, we're all playing well. And that's what a team needs to have if they want to be successful. You got to find out, Les. I need to know that.
That's unofficial. That was not a bad thing. But, you know, how much would
it mean to get that? Just to be honest, it means a lot. You know, in this game, I think stats and records are meant to be broken. You train hard, and this stuff that you dream about. Like, you know, you dream about going to the Super Bowl, winning them games. You dream about breaking records. You dream about setting records. You know, and rushing titles. So all that stuff does play a part, for sure. I think the biggest thing is just winning. You know, we want to win. But to kind of have them type of broken records and setting stats and setting records, I mean, that's pretty cool also.
You had a big year 2 years ago, all pro. But the team was, you guys were 4-8, won some games at the end. Does it mean a lot more this year that all the stats are going for?
It's definitely a difference. You can feel a difference, you know, where the team is not doing well, but you're doing well. It's like you may be pissed and have a bad night because you guys don't win. But on the other side, you had an amazing game. So you don't get the full effect of really enjoying the type of success you're having because of the bad seasons. You know, we're now, you know, the stadium's sold out. You know, we got to go to Dallas to get a big win. We're winning games. The feeling's different. The city is going crazy right now. Eagles, wow. So it's a difference. When you're having success in the season and you're playing well and you're winning, you can really feel the difference. You can enjoy it.
See you in Dallas.
Oh, that is LeSean McCoy, and it's really, it's just the enthusiasm level, Adam, is so wonderful. How many times did he say, we're confident, we're confident, we're confident? And the Eagles will bring the best that they have against the Dallas Cowboys. It was different in October, the Cowboys rolling to that win at Lincoln Financial Field. Nick Foles really struggled. We'll talk about the difference as we get into the week a little bit, game plan-wise. But as you look back at that game, Adam, what do you remember from the loss to the Cowboys the first time around?
Well, that was when Nick Foles suffered a concussion. It was just an ugly game, although the defense was tremendous in that game. They held him to 10 points for three quarters, but the offense struggled mightily, and you just really wondered where this offense is going. And then you fast forward to now, you heard LeSean McCoy in the press coverage, just so much energy and passion for what they're doing in offense. He just, you know, he talked about the 50 burger, which is kind of a funny thing to say. Bottom line is, they feel so good about what they're doing in offense right now, almost like they can't be stopped. And remember now, the starters were taken out early in the fourth quarter. They could have scored 60 if they would have kept them in. So this is a tremendous effort, but they're going to have to get that energy and passion back for next week. But, hey, this is for the playoffs here, as Chip talked about. It's a playoff game of them.
A little off topic here. We talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They had a couple of guys injured this week or against the Redskins. I know Tony Romo had the knee that seemed to bother him for a couple of weeks. Any injury updates that you can provide from the Cowboys game?
Well, remember, Marsh Claiborne, their starting corner, has been hurt for several weeks. Sean Lee with a neck. You got to see if he could come back. Kyle Wilbur, who was starting on the strong side, he got hurt in that game today. So we'll have to see what happens. And offensively, I think they're in fairly decent shape. But short week here. And Tony Romo, he got banged up. He hurt that leg. He was limping badly.
Yeah, and Dez Bryant had the shoulder early in the game and
came back.
But the Cowboys came back from a 9-point deficit, and they have a little bit of momentum going as well. I just feel, you know, obviously I'm going to be biased here, but I think if the Eagles play their best game, that they win the game going away.
And I think the coaching for the Eagles is superior to the Cowboys. I don't think there's any question about that. But I do give them credit for coming back. But I also would give the Eagles credit in this game because a lot of the players saw the Dallas game. They were listening. They were going on Twitter talking about it. And we're a game that really had no bearing on the standings. Eagles still brought their best game, and that's a credit to Chip Kelly.
Yeah, and so did the fans, by the way.
Oh, they were incredible.
The weather forecast was not great, and knowing that the Cowboys had won, that this would not be a clinching game, imagine what it would have been like at Lincoln Financial Field in South Philadelphia had the Eagles had a chance to clinch the NFC East. But nevertheless, the fans, as always, delivering in 2013, and we thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. A great season for the Eagles fans, and we want another game at least at Lincoln Financial Field, Adam. The Eagles winning four straight games at home after 10 straight losses, so not bad. Eagles 9-6 now, and they carry a lusty 5-2 record into Dallas. I don't think they will be intimidated by the field, the stadium, the bright lights, the festivities that surround this game.
I've been to that stadium, and you have as well. That is not a great home field. Okay, there's not a good home field, and we'll see how passionate the Cowboy fans are. But I would tell you this, and Chip talked about they fear no one, but they respect everyone, and we'll see. We'll see. I'll tell you what would help, though, is getting off to another great start. When you do that, they rolled big time on both sides of the football.
Yeah, the Eagles really getting off to just a fantastic start tonight. We've got more to come here on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico, Nick Foles. Everybody wants to hear from Foles. He just had another big game. Two more touchdown passes, really no mistakes, 21 of 25. He's got 25 touchdown passes, just two interceptions. Are you a believer?
Of course.
Are you a Foles believer?
Well, let's put it this way. He executes the offense the way it's supposed to be done, and then some. Forget, who cares if he could run or not? It's irrelevant. It's the way that he gets rid of the football. The timing anticipation part of his game is second to none. He's right up there with that. He's tremendous.
And it's come so far setting his feet.
Yes.
Working his mechanics, getting the football out, and making, as always, great decisions.
Give the coaches credit. Bill Lazor, tremendous job. Pat Shermer's worked with so many quarterbacks, and, of course, Chip Kelly. I'm not saying what Nick Foles is doing is that surprising. What he's doing is he's executing the offense. He's doing exactly what they tell him to do, and you're right with the footwork. It starts with his footwork. That has been the biggest problem for this quarterback throughout his career. Clearly, when the Eagles drafted him, he did a lot of work in that area, but he is really executing it very well right now.
And those are the numbers for Foles. We'll hear from him on the other side. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico, and we're coming right back.
Back in the day.
And this is Nick Foles meeting the media.
Nick, why is it so important to play this game with the starters and play it the way you guys play it, even though technically it really didn't have a lot of meaning in terms of the playoffs?
I mean, it was a huge game. It was our you know, it was a home game, Sunday night football, and against the Bears, who is a very talented team. They've had some great wins this year, and you know, it was another opportunity to go out there and play football. And anytime you have an opportunity to go out there and play football, it's something special. So it was great to go out there and get a great team win. Guys played well on all sides of the ball, and you know, we'll enjoy this for 24 hours and then move forward on to Dallas.
I apologize, but the start you guys had come out from the beginning to kind of take control from the get-go. How nice was it to see that when you had that kind of start?
I mean, it's great to start. I think we scored, you know, on three straight possessions. The defense did a great job of, you know, giving us great field position. And when you can start the game with 21 points, you know, every time your offense is out there, you're scoring touchdowns, it allows the defense to do more, you know, blitzes, different things. And they really put a lot of pressure on Jay all day. And, you know, it was great. I mean, Donnie Jones, I think, broke the Eagles record for punts inside the 20. You know, our defense scored, running the ball. I thought the key today on offense was our offensive line. They did a great job of, you know, pass pro, open the seams for the run game, Shady, Bryce. And Chris did a great job in the run game.
Nick, what did you learn from that first Dallas game?
You know, you can't let one game defeat you. And if I know anything about myself, I'm going to keep fighting. I know anything about this team, they're going to keep fighting. You learn from it. You learn from, you know, mistakes in games. You learn from games like that, and, you know, you move forward. And the team kept together. We stayed together as a team. The coaching staff did a great job. Everybody at the NovaCare Center did a great job of really keeping the, you know, beat of the team going. And we've built every week. We're continuing to build. We still have a lot of work to do, so we're going to look at this film in a critical way to see where we can improve, you know, if I can make better decisions to put us in a better position, stuff like that. So, you know, we look at the film like we did the Minnesota game. We lost that game. We won this game, but we got to be critical, and we have to keep getting better.
That being said, do you relish the opportunity to erase that game and in turn win the division?
I'm just excited to play another game. I'm excited to go down to Dallas and, you know, play them. That's a big game. I know what's on the line. Everybody knows what's on the line. So, you know, we have a big week of preparation ahead of us. They had a huge win today, coming from behind and doing what they did. So we have a, you know, big week ahead of us, and I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited for the opportunity to play in another game. The good Lord's allowed me to, you know, play today, and hopefully he'll allow me to play next week.
How different is this team today from the last time you guys played Dallas?
We've grown together. When you have a new coaching staff, you have new players, you're going to grow. You're going to have growing pains. You're going to have good moments. You're going to have bad moments. And the key to them is, how are you going to respond to each moment? When the good moments happen, are you going to get too high and then get smacked down, or are you going to stay steady, stay even keel? I think the team and the coaches have done a great job of really keeping us even keel, keep working every week. You know, they don't slack off. We're going to work hard every week. We know what our preparation is going to be like. It's not going to change. They demand the same amount every week. Win or lose, we got to keep it the same. We got to keep pushing. We got to keep getting better. And, you know, it's like I've said before, it's a great place to play, and it's an honor to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
How much do you use the tape from that first Cowboys game to prepare for next week's matchup?
I mean, it's definitely going to be in our cut-ups, and, you know, I'm going to go through it and watch it and just see what happened and once again. And, you know, because it worked for them the first time, I don't see why they wouldn't change anything. And, you know, obviously as the season goes on, they probably add new blitzes, new schemes into it. So we have to prepare and study the film since then. But, you know, can't let what happened in the last game affect us. You know, we got to keep building. We've grown together as a team and as people. You know, the most important thing is we're people. We're in that locker room. There's personalities, and we're bonding together throughout this season, and we're playing for each other. And that's how you win games, is you play for the man next to you. And we have a great team, and, you know, we need a great week of preparation for us.
Nick, I think you once said that one of the things you did the most for your rookie season this season is knowing when to throw the ball away, when, knowing when to, if you don't got to play to burn the pass. I think your first three incompletions weren't because you missed a receiver, because you burned the ball. Why? Yep. Talk a little bit about how you progressed in that area.
I mean, you always want to make a play. You know, as a quarterback, you always want to make a play, and sometimes you force things, and you learn the hard way. And I have learned the hard way. I've forced balls before. But you just watch and film and just understand the game and just strategy, you know, it's not bad to throw away a ball. It's actually really good. They're NFL players. They're very talented. Their coaches do a great job of preparing. So sometimes when you play in a game, the team is probably going to have you locked down once or twice. So it's in those decisions, do you scramble and are you smart with the ball, or do you throw it away and you live to play another down? So it's just one of those things that you, as you mature, as you play this game, and something that I've, you know, been preached, my dad's preached it since I was a little kid, is, you know, live to play the next down. And, you know, sometimes it's hard because you are a competitor, but it is smart to live to play the next down because it puts your team in a great opportunity to succeed.
Nick, you broke the 21 for 25, 84%, broke the franchise record for most accurate game by Eagles quarterback. Does stuff mean anything at this point?
I'm happy we got the win. It was fun. We had a great time tonight playing on Sunday Night Football in our, you know, home stadium, and the fans were awesome. It was a great team win. You put up 54 points in defense, you know, got a, you know, Boykin scored. You know, all our running backs were all over the place. It was fun to play. It was fun to get a team win. It was fun to play together and be out there with my teammates. And that's what I cherish most. I don't care about the records. I want to win with my teammates, and we had a great win tonight.
Balancing that aspect of it and coming out and being focused for the whole game.
Hey, we get to play football. We get to go out there and play football on Sunday Night Football. That didn't matter. I said earlier in the week, you know, I know the meaning behind it, but if you're worrying about the meaning throughout a game, you can't play. You got to worry about that opponent. The Chicago Bears are a great opponent, and we went out there and we played together as a team and we executed. And I'll tell you what, the energy was the same. You know, it was going to be the same no matter what. The guys were ready to play, and that's how we have to be every week. We have to prepare the same every week. We have to push each other every week, and we have to play for one another every week, and we'll put ourselves in a good position. So it was a blessing to be out there and play, you know, yet another game.
You mentioned the offensive line. You got hit a little bit last week. Do you feel like those guys challenged themselves this week to do a better job in pass pro?
Yeah, they take a lot of pride. They don't like it when I get hit, and, you know, they take it personally, and I'm very fortunate to have five amazing linemen, five amazing people blocking for me, and they block their hearts out every time we play. So they did a great job tonight. I was proud of them. It was fun out there playing with them, and I know that they're going to be ready to go this next week.
Your position is a little bit different now going into this Dallas game than it was the last time. You hadn't been given the starting job the rest of the year yet at that point. Do you look at this game next week and prepare differently for that than you did the first time around against the Cowboys mentally?
I think that I've grown throughout each game. I think just as a player and a person, I've continued to grow, and I will as long as I play this game. I'm try to get better every week. Like I said, you know, you get 0.01% better every day. It's going to add up eventually. And, I have grown since that game, and I'm going to prepare the way I prepare every week. I'm not going to go change just because of what happened the first time. I'm going to work every day to get better. I'm going to work every day with my teammates because it's a team game. We have to play together to win. It can't be one guy out there doing everything. You know, we're at our best when we play as a team, and that's the key. That's why it's the greatest team game in the world, is because you have to play team football to win games.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.
And there he goes. That is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, Nick Foles, who once again says the same things of confidence and teamwork and poise and unflappable and calm, cool, collected. Cannot wait to get going against the Cowboys.
He's the same guy. Every press conference, win or lose, he's the same guy. And you want that in your quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he's got to get it back together. And after an unbelievable performance by the football team, they've got to get it together going forward at Dallas. Again, on Sunday night.
Will not be easy a week from tonight against the Cowboys. So let's talk about it. 215-320-5170. Give us a call. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. 54-11. We enjoy it tonight. We look to the Cowboys starting tomorrow. We're coming right back.
Oh,
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Dude is huge.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There'll be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Back, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. Let's get some phone calls going. 215-320-5170. Jamal in Arizona begins the show tonight. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Good, good. So I have a quick question. What's your biggest concern in going into the game with the Cowboys, and how can they fix that problem?
Just start strong. I think if you start the game, thanks for the call, Jamal. If you start the game well, and play your game, I think the Eagles match up very, very well. I think the level of motivation, Adam, it might be different had the Eagles beaten Dallas early in the season, but that 17-3 loss really stuck in everybody's craw. And I know Nick Foles heard everybody questioning him, and he wants to go out there and play a great game.
And he has rebounded nicely after suffering that concussion. His next game was a record breaker. 7 touchdowns, just incredible. But the bottom line is, Dave, he's been so consistent this season. Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. No matter what happens, you want that out of your quarterback and your head coach.
The matchup of the Eagles' offense against the Dallas defense, I have respect for everybody in this league. And the Eagles were shut down by Dallas back in October. But, Adam, if the Eagles execute, they should score some points.
Things have changed since then. The Cowboys have had injuries, especially in the secondary. Their pass rush has been poor for most of the season. DeMarcus Ware, what has happened to him? We know he was hurt earlier in the season. He's not played his usual great level. And Sean Lee's been hurt repeatedly now with the neck and the hamstring earlier. Morris Claiborne's been hurt, their former first-round pick. They just have not gotten
back, which they might, they're still not going to be at peak efficiency.
No, quite frankly, since that Eagle game where they were great on defense, they have not played particularly well. And we'll see if they can get together here in a game where they're going to need it because they did not have it today. They were able to hold them off late, but very, very close.
Yeah, let's go to Virginia and talk to Corey, who joins us on the postgame show here. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How you doing?
I'm awesome. I just can't believe how great we played tonight and the momentum going into the next game.
It really gives you a sense of what this team can be on a weekly basis. In the big picture, that's what you want to get to every single week. And there certainly are some additions that will be made in the offseason. The Eagles will be aggressive in free agency. They've got some room under the salary cap. They've got some draft picks to work with. And there's going to be players challenged, positions challenged on the roster. But you look at what they're doing in year number one of the Chip Kelly era, and you sit there going, wow, good times are back in Philadelphia.
Exactly. And one of my favorite things was the quote that Chip Kelly had at halftime.
Yep.
Talking about this is Philly.
Yeah, this is Philadelphia, and we're gonna fight you. We're gonna play hard. It's a football game. Let's go. He's absolutely got the mentality. Thanks for the call, Corey. The mentality, and Adam, you mentioned it. He understands Philadelphia. He knows the kind of football that the fans need to see. And maybe more than anything tonight, I loved how physical the defense was and how aggressive they were and how confident they were and how much they just had fun on the football field.
There's my guy, Cedric Thornton, but I want to harken back to...
He is your guy, isn't he?
He's been just awesome from the beginning. But how many years have we heard the fans say they wanted a 3-4 defense? Well, you have it under Billy Davis, who's brought this aggressive style, should we say Philadelphia style of defense, aggressive and relentless, which they were tonight. 58 was a big part of it.
All right, Chris in New York joins us here. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Spud. What's up, Adam?
What's up, man?
First off, Cowboys suck.
Yes, they do. Thank you.
Let's get it going for the week.
Yeah. Well, we're still going to celebrate a little bit for this win over the Bears, but obviously we understand the message is about Dallas this week.
100%.
What do you want to talk? What impressed you the most tonight?
Just everything. I mean, I think the most thing that impressed me best was after the game, Chip Kelly said, "Hey, there's a game. We're going to play. Let's fight." You know.
You know what impressed me the most, other than it was the fact that the Eagles. And thanks for the call, Chris. The Eagles go into the game knowing that the Cowboys won. Really, you're playing for a 3 seed versus a 4 seed.
Did they even care about that? I mean, I don't know. Players, I'm talking about.
Clearly not. Yeah. They cared about going out there and whipping the Chicago Bears, and that's exactly what they did.
And I hate to say that Kerry Williams is right. You never want to have a loss.
He was right.
But he's right.
And it was a wake-up call.
Look at the passion they had, and it was the energy from beginning to end. Just incredible. And give the crowd credit. The Eagles' fourth straight win at home. The crowd, I mean, you usually can't hear it in the press box. I could hear it tonight.
All right, let's go to Ray in Kentucky. Hey, Ray, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real good, buddy. I'm just glad that Adam there was a little bit wrong about the Eagles being 8-8 this year.
Well, the Eagles are not going to be 8-8 this year.
I know. I mean, you made a prediction early in the season, you know, about the Eagles being 8-8, but I'm glad
you did.
Right now, we're getting ready to play.
I had been 8-8.
Yeah. Well, hey, Ray, the Eagles have gone beyond, I think, most people's expectations here. But, you know, listen, the job, thanks for the call.
What were yours, Dave, for the
job
season?
Is not done. I wanted to see a team that I could see building for the future. I wanted to see a foundation put in place. I wanted to learn about the quarterback. Okay. I believe in Nick Foles. I don't see any reason to, you know, unless you obviously want to challenge the roster. If you see somebody better, you go get him. But this is by far not the top priority on the team. Nick Foles is an outstanding quarterback, and he deserves to be the quarterback here moving forward.
Hey, listen, he's well ahead of schedule. He's taken to this offensive scheme, the coaching, which has been great. Can't underestimate that. The Eagles now are +5 over last year, only 4 wins last year. What a difference a year makes. Simply incredible, and the fans are just beside themselves.
And listen, incredible. I mean, I think everybody's the same way.
Yeah.
Wanted to see Chip Kelly, could he win at the NFL level?
Oh, he can. There's no question about that. And it looks like we got someone from Oregon calling it out.
Yeah, let's go to Tyler in Oregon. Hey, Tyler, my man, what's going on?
What's going on, Dave? What's going on,
what's
Adam?
What's up, man?
It's good times.
What's going on?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Yeah, it's just an impressive win today. It's just a great coaching effort, and just really excited about the team.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad you are. You sound excited. Thanks for the phone call. Everybody feels that way, Adam. And let's talk a little bit about Chip. I mean, everything he's done, Adam, what's kind of been the most impressive thing for you?
Putting the offense aside, he got these players to buy in. I'll be straight with you, man. I wasn't sure.
And I don't think anybody, how could you be sure when things that you see are so different?
I mean, Kerry Williams was the biggest attractor to the sports science, to the shorter practices. I know talking to people around the league that he's friends with, a couple players especially. He was very vocal about it, privately and publicly. He just wasn't sure. He doesn't like the practices on Tuesday. But you know what? It's working because they have so much energy and resiliency. There's no question about that.
All right, let's go to Missouri and talk to Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good evening. Man? How are you?
I am blessed today. I'm just loving the fact that the Eagles won today. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Eagles won when at a time when, you know, they really didn't have a lot to play for. They went out and pummeled the Chicago Bears.
I mean, just demolished them. Yeah. And I wasn't even expecting that. I really wasn't.
Who was, really?
You can't expect 54-11 against a playoff caliber team. The Bears still lead the NFC North in a win against the Packers on Sunday. And the Bears are in the playoffs, so... To me, a statement kind of win. Eagles beat a playoff caliber team late in December. You want to close out the season the right way. The Eagles took one step toward doing that.
No question about that. And the Eagles would be number three if they win next week.
Yeah, Eagles would be the number three seed in the playoffs with a win when they win against the Cowboys.
Exactly, man. It's so awesome to see it, and I just can't wait to – I'm so happy that they moved the game to Sunday night as well. It's going to be awesome.
Yep.
The whole
prime time, baby.
Last game of week 17, last game of the regular season of the National Football League.
Yep, prime time. Thanks very much for the phone call, Marcus. Let's go back to Lincoln Financial Field. Center Jason Kelce had a masterful game, leading the offensive line as the Eagles rolled up 514 total net yards, including 289 on the ground. Jason Kelce talking to the media.
You know, you look at that Minnesota game last week as kind of an outlier with how well they've been playing as of late. So, you know, we're excited, and, we got a tough test, and it's a good team in Dallas, and, you know, hopefully we can take care of business.
Jason, was there ever a question that even maybe after the Dallas game, guys wanted to rest the starters, and did Chip even ever address that?
No. I think with the way we played against Minnesota, we wanted to improve as much as we could on this week. You know, this is great. If we would have rested some guys and then we go out there, you know, we don't put out the performance that we just have. This is great momentum for us. Obviously, we improved on a lot of stuff we did wrong against Minnesota, and that was the key for this game, was just getting better. And that's what really this whole season has been about, is just improving each and every week, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. So, you know, this is a great game for us. So, you know, I think that this is good momentum, and now we'll head into Dallas on a much higher note than if we would have rested guys.
What was it like before the game? How
for you guys that Shady can wrap up the Russian title?
You know, I think Shady wrapping up the Russian title is, you know, a minuscule thing next week. I think everybody's really just focused on wrapping up first place in the division. If he gets the Russian title as well, that's icing on the cake. But make no mistake about it, we're more focused on winning the game and really securing that playoff spot.
What was it like before the game? How closely were you watching the Dallas game?
You know, I was watching it. I said all week I wasn't going to watch it, and then I find myself in the hotel room. I might as well watch it. It was me, I think Selleck and Todd were, I don't think, me, Selleck and Todd were watching the game in the hotel room. And we were kind of fired up there for a little bit when we saw Washington pulling ahead. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we look forward to a good game next week. It would have been nice if Washington could have took care of that one. But, you know, we still feel like, you know, it's always good to have meaningful games at the end of your season against division opponents. It's, you know, the emotions are a little bit higher.
What's the biggest difference now between this offense and first Dallas game and that Giants game, that little stretch there?
Well, we've improved a lot better against man coverage. And that really has been, in that stretch of runs, that was really what hurt us the most. It really shut down our passing game and our running game pretty well. And, you know, now we're much better at handling that. That's still, you know, man coverage is always tough. What tends to happen when teams play in man is either you get stuffed or you have a poor offensive series or you have these huge, you know, big plays, and that's kind of been our MO as of late, and we've been able to make those big plays. So, you know, it'll be – I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of man coverage against Dallas, and, you know, hopefully we can handle it as well as we have been as of late.
All right, there you go. That is Jason Kelce, and the Eagles obviously very confident after that big performance. Let's go down to the heart of Texas and talk to Dave, an Eagles fan in Dallas Cowboys territory. Dave, you bunkering in there? You ready to go?
Well, I'm ready to go, Dave. You know, Adam, how you doing?
What's
I watch
up,
you guys
man?
Almost every week.
Yeah,
I've
thank
never
you.
Really called
Appreciate
in before.
That. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. What's it like down in Dallas? What are the Cowboys fans saying about the Eagles?
I love listening to the radio every day. Unfortunately, I can't always get you guys, so I get to listen to them, and they just, you know, blast Tony Romo and Jason Garrett all the time. So they can't wait for this matchup, especially all my coworkers. That's all they do is talk about the Cowboys.
Well, so, hard to blast, Dave. We hope you enjoy it, and you know, hard to blast Tony Romo after the comeback victory today. I thought he really did a nice job there late in the fourth quarter.
Oh yeah, well, I just give it. You know, this game was awesome to watch. I get to go back to work tomorrow. Extremely excited about what's coming up Sunday. The effort that the team put on and then the coaching, I would say, was the best. When you see that the double team that they were putting on the receivers at times, the blitzes they were calling, they were getting home. I mean, it was perfect.
Yep. It was the best. Hey, thanks for the call. It really was the best performance for the Eagles this season, 54-11 over Chicago. We'll take a little break right now. We come back some final thoughts as we kind of wind down from such an adrenaline rush tonight. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We're coming right back.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Well, the stage is set for it next Sunday night. The Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. The NFC East title on the line. The winner goes to the playoffs. The loser goes home. We take a look at the NFC playoff picture, Adam. And the Seahawks still battling there for the Panther, with the Panthers for the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. But the Eagles sitting in a pretty good spot at 3. And if the playoffs ended, if the playoffs began right now, the Eagles would get the Saints at Lincoln Financial Field, correct?
Correct. 3 always plays 6, 4 plays 5.
And then the winner would go to Carolina?
Carolina, right, because the Eagles would get the worst of the top 2 seeds, exactly right.
Right. So a long way to go. We're not looking ahead. Yeah, we're just giving you an indication. What do the Cardinals have to do to get to the playoffs?
Well, first of all, it's crazy how they're 10-5, and if they win next week, there's still a possibility they don't get in as a wild card, so we'll have to see what happens. But
San Francisco has to lose to the
Atlanta
play
the Falcons tomorrow night,
and then they
correct?
Play the Cardinals next week.
Is that right?
Okay. I think so. Right. So, but in any event, the Eagles and the Cowboys is the game that we care about, Adam. Mm-hmm. Some early thoughts on that game, and from an Eagles standpoint, what are you concerned with? What do the Eagles have to do to win the game?
Number one, get the energy back. This is a highly emotional game. The players were tremendous from beginning to end. The coaches must get them. Whatever they did, obviously, this week at practice worked. And the players obviously had a chip on their shoulder because they had a terrible performance against Minnesota. They got it all back and then some. They've got to do it again. As Chip said, this is a playoff-type atmosphere. This is a playoff game. That's the way he's looking at it. The playoffs for Chip start this week against the Dallas Cowboys on the road, a division rival. They will have no problem getting up for this game. And this is my prediction. You're going to know about this football team in the first 5 minutes. If they come out flying, they will win this game.
Eagles match up the defense, Philadelphia defense against the Dallas offense. Mm-hmm. DeMarco Murray running the football really well. First 1,000-yard rusher for the Cowboys since 2006. Mm. So he runs the ball well. Tony Romo maybe hobbled with that knee. Big play receiver in Jason Witten, Dez Bryant, tight end Jason Witten. Good matchup.
They could spread it out. Terrence Williams, a rookie receiver. A tremendous football player out of Baylor.
Cole Beasley,
the slot
player.
Receiver. Yep. And Miles Austin is still there. Injuries and all with a hamstring. He's there. You mentioned DeMarco Murray, who's really tough inside runner, really good screen guy. He's been tremendous in the passing game like that. They spread it out, and you've got, of course, the tight ends. We mentioned Jason Witten. Escobar, their second-round pick out of San Diego State, a big, tall tight end. He does a good job. They go with a lot of two tight ends. This is a tremendous challenge here. Billy Davis has got to get it back here. He had a great game plan. The execution was great. Dallas's offensive line was really improved this season. That's something that not a lot of people are talking about, but they've done a really nice job. So this is going to be another execution-style defense for the Eagles. They've got to get off to a good start like they did against the Bears.
All right, well, there you go. Adam Kaplan, we're going to talk about this all week as the Eagles get ready for Dallas, the battle for the NFC East title on Sunday night in Arlington, Texas. Cannot wait for that to happen. We'll be back tomorrow, well, later today at noon, with our Eagles live, Chip Kelly's day after press conference. Eagles 54, Bears 11, 9-6. The Philadelphia Eagles heading into the finale at Dallas. Adam Kaplan, thanks for joining us. Great job for you. We thank you for joining us tonight. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, everybody.